The following podcast is for adults only. Put your earbuds in because it's explicit and graphic. Okay?
All of my life, I've never fit, but I won't complain and I won't quit. I am enormous. Get used to it. Everyone tells me I'm too much. Maybe it's just you're not enough for me. Can't you see? I'm the kind of woman I'm supposed to be.
Hi there, and welcome to the Body Storytelling Podcast. I am sexual folklorist Dixie De La Tour, your tour guide to the wild side, and this is episode 105. How's your week going? I am recovering from a cold. You may be able to hear that in my voice, so I'm going to leave this a little short. I'm going to need my voice for the live show this week. But I wanted to put out a request to you to send me the sort of stories you'd like to hear in 2020. People have their own personal stories that they pitch to the show, and that usually determines the stories that are told in the live shows that are later put on the podcast. But one thing that can drive that is if they know that there's someone who wants to hear a certain story. That's what the themes are about. The theme of a show is more of a writing prompt than anything else. So the people go, if you say, tell me a story about sex or kink, people go, But if you say, tell me a story about CFNM, clothed female, nude male, then all of a sudden you have these people that go, oh my God, I've experienced that. I have a story about that. I will tell you the truth. When I put out a request for that on social media a couple of years ago, nobody had the story. But I did have a lot of people who contacted me to say, I want to hear that story. I've always been interested in clothed female, nude male. And you can look it up on the internet. And I think it's really helpful to know what to look up on the internet. Sometimes you're like, what would that be called? So look it up so you understand what it is. And if you're someone who has a CFNM story, I'd love to hear it. But letting me know what kind of stories you're looking to hear, whether it's a particular story about gender, whether it's a story about a particular kink that you've always been curious about and would love to learn about through story, send me an email, dixie@bodystorytelling.com, or you can get me through all the social media places. There's a link in the show notes for how to contact me on social media. I want to know what kind of stories you want to hear. And that's going to inform the sort of stories that we're going to be putting on the podcast this year. Thanks for your help, you pervert. I appreciate you. Whenever I'm out in the world, there's usually somebody who comes up to me and says, oh my God, thank you for the work you do. It is so important in this world, and nobody else is doing it. And I can tell you that the reason that others aren't doing it, I've discovered after more than a decade of doing this, is because it's hard. I have so many friends who've had their YouTube channels deleted, who've been shadow banned on Instagram, who have lost the work that they've created because we talk openly about sex. If you know anything about Sasta Fista, I'll include a link in the show notes. It means that they're trying to call everything that is talking about sex, sex trafficking, when really we're just consenting adults having open conversations. And they're trying to control those conversations. And one of the things that I do with body storytelling is have people tell their actual true stories on stage so that people can look around and say, there's nothing wrong with me. This room is full of hundreds of people who want to know these things, who might consider themselves wrong. And you're not wrong. You just don't have any way to find other people to talk about it. And that was my long-winded way of saying, if you support me on Patreon, that you can help me continue to do this work. Any little bit helps. So go to patreon.com/body. Give it whatever level you can. Thanks in advance for your support. This week's storyteller is a fourth-generation Californian who considers herself bicoastal. She lived in New York in her 20s. By day, she's a highly creative marketer and entrepreneur doing the Silicon Valley grind. In the evening and on weekends, you'll find her mixing cocktails, taking a cooking class, hanging near the ocean, hiking, and exploring new restaurants with friends and lovers. This week's storyteller is Lindsay Olson.
I'm gonna kill it. I'm gonna kill it.
How's the height?
It's fine.
Okay. Thanks, Dix.
You're welcome.
So it's a spring night, and it's a little chilly, and I find myself on my back, naked, bound, in a near stranger's bed. And we're celebrating a birthday. Sorta. Not my birthday. I have a thing for birthdays. I really like them. Somebody might call it a fetish, I guess, but I just think it's a celebration of people. And there's two reasons, as a polyamorous woman, that I like birthdays. First, I don't believe in hierarchy. Like, I think everyone should be loved equally, and birthdays give me that chance. The second is, I date a lot. And so birthdays give me a chance to, like, ask someone a question. I have something in my back pocket I can always pull out. So I'm searching around on OkCupid, and I run across Platypus Rex. And I think, King of the Platypuses. This has got to be good, right? And he, like, lives 5 minutes from me, and we start to chat, and I send him a note that says, hockey and math. That has got to be sexy, right? And so we start chatting, and it's going on all day. And we decide we should just jump to a date. So we make a date for 8 o'clock, and we chat some more. And then it's 7 o'clock, and then we chat some more, and the date's now at 6:30. And at 6:15, I find myself sitting on a bar stool in Redwood City, looking at OkCupid, checking his questions to make sure I have all my answers correct, and I'm in alignment, and I'm good. And in he walks. And Christopher is this blend of a young Han Solo and, I don't know, Tobey Maguire. So think Flyboy meets Engineer, and it's just all really, really good. And so we're chatting, and, like, we're getting along, and all of the 2D chemistry translates to 3D, which doesn't always happen, so I'm pretty grateful at this point. And he's got his hand on my leg, and my hand's on his leg, and before I know it, he's kissing my neck, and we're chatting, or getting to know each other, and it's really nice. And so I pull out the birthday question, and I say, when's your birthday? And he's like, I don't tell people when my birthday is. I don't know what to do now. He's like, I don't like to be the center of attention. I'm like, I don't want to be the crazy stalker girl. I'm thinking in my head, so I'm just going to let it go. Just let it go. So we continue on, and we're chatting, and before I know it, we've made a second date. He's going to San Diego for the weekend, and we're going to meet after that, and we keep chatting and talking, and I take him to his car, and I was like, well, I could pick you up at the airport on Sunday, and he's like, oh, okay. So I leave him in his car, I give him, like, we have this, like, amazing goodbye kiss, and I get in my car, and I'm driving home, and I'm like, I am a woman who will not be thwarted. I am going to celebrate this awesome guy's birthday if it fucking kills me. So, turns out, another thing to love about OkCupid is it tells you what somebody's sign is. So I happen to know that it is now March 22nd, one day into Aries. And if he doesn't like to be the center of attention, guess what? He's going to be the center of attention for 30 fucking days. I'm going to give him a gift every single day during the cycle of Aries. And eventually I'll hit his birthday, whether he tells me or not. So I figure this is a good plan. So I go home, it's late, I'm supposed to go to bed, but I don't. I whip out my computer and I'm super organized, so I have an Excel spreadsheet. Every single day, there's a gift lined up. I got it going. But I think to myself, they can't be expensive gifts, because I don't want to be crazy. So they've got to be like free or sort of cheap or like whatever. So I'm thinking about his questions and I'm like doing some research and I'm like, what do we talk about at dinner? And it's all crazy and it's like Sunday before I know it and I'm supposed to pick him at the airport at 7:30 and I have to go to the grocery store and I have to wrap him and I toss them all into a brown paper bag from Safeway and off I go to the airport and I pick him up and I'm like, hey, how's your trip? It was really good. We get back to his house and we walk in and he sits down on the sofa and like, I can't help myself, but like I hand him this brown bag and he's like, what is this? And I'm like, well, you didn't want to be the center of attention, so guess what? You are. You're the center of my attention for the next 30 days. Well, really next 24 days because there's already presents in the bag. So I'm going to celebrate every day of the Aries calendar. And he's like, I can see the wheels turning in his head. Like, maybe she's crazy, but I don't know what I might get. So I'm gonna look in this bag. He pulls out the first thing and it's hot cocoa. All right, everybody loves some hot cocoa. And then there's peppermint patties. And then there's some really funny condoms that have funny sayings on them. And we chuckle about that. And then he pulls out the fourth thing, and it's like this envelope book. I'm crafty. So I made it by hand. And it's like got tickets in it that are like coupons for things. And so the first thing is a massage, but I tell him that over time it's going to get filled up with other stuff. And I can see him thinking through like, this is maybe going to work in my favor. It's kind of interesting. So we continue to like each other a little bit and we kiss and we both have to get up the next morning and we have a date the next day. So he's like, well, what are we doing tomorrow? And I'm like, I'll be here at 6:30. That's all you need to know. So I show up and I'm like, just drive to Palo Alto. It's like 3 minutes away. And he's like, well, where should I park? I'm like, anywhere. You don't need to know yet. He's like, well, what's my present? I don't know. I'll tell you when I'm ready. So we go for a little walk down the street. And I'm like, well, do you want to know now? He's like, yeah. So I just point. And it's kind of a bright pink neon sign. And I see this like smile come across his face and he recognizes the fact that I've pointed at good vibrations. So we're gonna have a sex shop date. So we're just about ready to walk in the store and I said, the actual gift is you can pick out anything in the store that you can use on me or that I can use on you. And I never really knew that a sex shop date could feel like a trip to the museum. But with Christopher, it's possible. So we go through the store and we're making our way around the store and we get to the lube section and we're trying and he's like testing the water lube and the silicone lube and he's like, here, taste this one. It's supposed to taste like raspberries. Don't ever buy the raspberry one. It's bad, really bad. So we get to the front of the store and I'm a little trepidatious because at this point he could go any direction and I have no effing idea where he's gonna go. So he's like, I'd like these velvet cuffs. Okay. So we put him in the bag and we go to his house and we're walking in and I hear the door shut behind me followed by, get in the bedroom and get naked. Okay. My little submissive heart is totally into this. So I get in the room and I lay down, I'm naked and in he walks with the cuff and he's like, I want to put these on you now. Yes, sir. So he buckles me in, and before I know it, he's like leaning over the bed and tying me with rope to the mattress. My right hand and my left hand, and then my ankles to my wrists. And I look up, and he's gone. I don't know. Where'd he go? And I'm hearing this sound that sounds like somebody rustling through a kitchen drawer. And I'm thinking, this could go really bad really fast. He is an unknown to me, really, but in he walks holding a vibrator and a feather. And I think, I have this. I am not ticklish. I'm good. So he takes the feather and like up one leg and down the other and he tickles, like goes over my breasts and my clit and I'm all good. I'm not ticklish. And this is not the response that he expected. So suddenly my legs are over his shoulder and he is tickling my butt. And I burst into laughter. He's discovered the one place I didn't know I was ticklish. This is not something you do to yourself to figure out if you're ticklish. And I'm laughing and like kicking and thrice. Like, this is now I understand the torture of tickling. And like, I'm like, please stop. So he puts my legs down, sets the feather to the side, spreads my knees, takes the vibrator and leans it into my clit and says, "You cannot come without my permission." Oh, okay. So he stands up and he rips off his clothes and he puts on a condom and he moves the vibrator and he decides he's gonna fuck me. And he does. And we have rompous sex. Oh my, it was like, oh, this is good. This is really, really good. But I'm being a good submissive. I'm not orgasming. I'm holding my breath. I'm fighting the need. And then he grabs the back of my neck and he leans in and he says to me, "You can go anytime now." And I think it must have taken minutes, but it probably was like 3 seconds. And I orgasm and it is fantastic. And then he orgasms and he collapses on me and we're giggling and laughing and he unbinds me and he wraps his arms around me and he says, "Thanks. I'm sure as fuck not gonna tell you when my birthday is, but that was really fun." Like, I really like that I could flip the tables and make you the center of attention. And I was like, this is not going the way I thought it was, but it was really good. Except my alarm goes off. And I'm a Starbucks barista and I have to open this door in 30 minutes at 5 a.m. And I don't have time for a shower, and I can't change my clothes, but I throw them on, I lean over, I kiss him, and I tell him I'm gonna see him in a couple of days. And I get in my car, and I head to work, and I think, oh my God, how are the next 26 days of gifts ever gonna top that? But I'm gonna have a good time finding out. And so I'm thinking of the list in my head, and I'm thinking, maybe I'm a weirdo. Maybe birthdays shouldn't be this much fun. And I wonder, why do I like birthdays so much? And as it turns out, it's my Irish Catholic grandmother's fault. It's Babe's fault. She's like maybe 5'3", with salt and pepper hair and beautiful emerald green eyes. And she has this knack of making everybody feel special. She sends a birthday card every birthday without fail with a personal note that arrives on time, and you feel like you are the most important person in the world. And I think that's what taught me how to be this person. This is the person who taught me how to be polyamorous. This is the person who taught me how to not believe in hierarchy. And I know she's rolling over in her grave right now. But I just say, thanks, Grandma. And I think to myself, this is amazing. I would get a birthday card on January 9th, and my brother would get a card 10 days later on his birthday, and we both felt like we were the most important person in the world. And I think as I'm pulling into the Starbucks lot and I'm putting on my smiley face so that I can give people coffee at 5 a.m., at this point in the world, everybody needs to feel like they're special. And everybody should have a very happy birthday.
Let's take a mat for a spin. Let's take a mat for a spin, yeah.
That song was Tits on a Tricycle by Sunburn. Thanks for the song suggestion, Anderson and Candace Lefke. The episode you're listening to includes just a part of a live body storytelling. Body storytelling is a chance to come together in a room with hundreds of open-minded, enlightened, body-positive people who are more like you than you think. So here's your next chance to feel more connected and less lonely by coming to a live body. The theme in San Francisco this week is ritual, and that's on January 9th at the Verdi Club. I'm really excited. It's taken me 3 years, but I've gotten legendary kinkster Race Bannon on stage to tell a story. And I've also got this story about a threesome on Rosh Hashanah that's pretty damn informative. I've got a longtime attendee of the live show who's finally on stage to tell his story about queening. You know, getting suffocated by ass and loving it. And Jefferson Berge is working on a new song for us, and this one is probably going to be super kinky. So if that's your thing, get your tickets now. And we've added something new to our San Francisco shows. I hear these great stories all the time about bango winners. What happens after they land those pervy prize packages? The people who come up and talk to them, how easy it is to get their party started. So I'm adding a guaranteed way to up your chances of getting laid in 2020. I'm adding VIP front row seating with sexy gift bags. You get it, guaranteed. On January 16th in Seattle, our theme is brand spanking new, and I have got some fantastic story pitches for this show. Come see your friends and neighbors tell you what happens in their bedroom, in their office, in their dungeon, you know. In February, the Rebar Seattle has made a special request of us. They're celebrating their 30th anniversary on February 19th, and they want body storytelling as their big anniversary show. So our theme for February 19th is sex, drugs, and rock and roll in honor of the Rebar's long-standing contribution to Seattle's queer and musical heritage. And Body's big 13th anniversary show in San Francisco is Saturday, February 22nd. It's a two-show night, and you can get a wristband to see both shows, and you don't miss a single story that way. The 7 p.m. show includes my wish list storytellers, and then at 10 p.m., you have picked the winners, our infamous Best of Body show, where you vote and tell us who to put on that stage. We're releasing the survey very soon for you to cast your vote. Both of our anniversary shows will feature our talented friend and musician, Rachel Lark. Tickets for all of these shows and all the current show dates through June can be found on our website, bodystorytelling.com, and in the show notes for this episode. I want to give a shout out to our sponsor for Bango, Good Vibrations. Good Vibrations is the original sex-positive toy store. Here's a story. When I lived in the South, in many states in the South, it's illegal to own sex toys. It's definitely illegal to purchase sex toys. And I dreamed of a place where you could just walk in and not buy things you know, through the mail, that you'd be able to test them out, see if you like them, know a little bit more before you spend your hard-earned dollars on them. And as soon as I moved to San Francisco, one of my very first experiences was walking into a Good Vibrations, where they had walls of vibrators and butt plugs and things I'd only heard about and never seen. And they had knowledgeable staff who showed me that everything had batteries or was plugged in and would let me experience it by laying it on my arm and going, what do you think of that kind of vibration? What does that do it for you? How about this? This is a little stronger. I get to experience it firsthand and know that I was buying a quality product. And they're still doing that today. They have stores throughout the country, and they have workshops on blowjob basics and intro to anal and the things that you don't get nearly enough education on. If you want, you can go to their website at goodvibes.com and buy their products wherever you are. They only sell the best quality stuff. And they give us prizes in San Francisco from Good Vibrations and in Seattle from their sister store, Babeland. Thank you to Good Vibrations for supporting Body Storytelling's live shows. We appreciate you so much. We're at the end of your weekly dose of pervy goodness. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you to podcast producer Marty Garcia, to sound engineer David Grossoff, to video archivist Joe Moore, and thank you to you in advance for telling your friends about this podcast, for reviewing us. I love it when you review us on Apple Podcasts. Just tell a friend and come to a live show together. One of the things I really love is when people become friends through the podcast, probably through social media, and they meet at a show and show up together. So it's their first experience with each other, and their experience is in the joined experience of how much they love the Body Storytelling Podcast. That happens quite a lot. They come up to me and say, we just met 10 minutes ago, and now we get to meet you, and we get to see a live body. It's a great idea. I think you should try it. Make a new friend. The world's too big, too scary, too distant. We need more friends in 2020. I am sexual folklorist Dixie De La Tour. This has been episode 105 of the Body Storytelling Podcast, and here's a peek at what's next.
And she says, so what do you like? Right. And I just jump back into like the sexiest film I can think of that I've ever seen, and it's 9.5 weeks. And in 9.5 weeks, there's this one scene where Kim Basinger grabs Mickey Rourke and she bites his lip. And I say, biting is hot.